The CDC and the U.S. Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry started testing the blood and urine of randomly selected Newcastle residents last Wednesday as part of a nationwide study on exposure to PFAS chemicals. Elevated levels of the industrial chemicals were found in public drinking water around the Delaware Air National Guard base there in 2014. Some studies have shown certain PFAS chemicals may increase the risk of cancer and other health problems. Karen Scruton is an environmental health scientist with ATSDR. She's leading the testing in Delaware. She says the agencies expect to collect blood and urine samples from more than 200 residents by Saturday morning.
The primary goal of these exposure assessments is to provide information to communities about levels of PFAS in their bodies and provide a comparison to national averages.
Scruton says the results might be used to further inform studies about the impact of PFAS on human health. Newcastle is one of 8 sites near military bases across the country that are part of the study. Scruton says biological and environmental testing has already finished at 2 sites and will occur at 5 others through the spring. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.